Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
A date? You're going on a date? I can't believe it. You didn't even tell me you'd met someone.
Well, this isn't a proper date. Well, yes, I suppose it is in a way.
What the hell do you mean by that? Is it or isn't it?
Well, it's a Zoom thing, if you know what I mean.
What, you're having a date by Zoom?
Yes, and don't look at me like that. Lots of people do it.
So did you meet him online then?
No. A friend from work has set it up. It's a blind date.
What? Oh, my giddy aunt. You've got to be joking. So why can't you meet him in person?
Because although he's from the island, he's in Manchester at the moment, and I'm not going up there to see him.
Oh, OK. So what's he doing up there?
Well, he's actually living there at the moment.
Oh, well, that's great. So you'll never see him?
I will. It's not that far away. And anyway, he does come to the island now and again to see his mum. She still lives here.
Oh. So, what's he like?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
Well, do you know anything about him?
Yes, I know he works in finance.
Ah, so you've got something in common, which is good.
Yes, it is.
And have you seen a picture of him?
No.
I'd have thought that'd be the first thing you'd want to do before going on a date with him.
Well, getting on with someone is not all about how they look.
No, but it would help if you fancy them.
Well, I might fall deeply in love the minute I see him. And you know me, I love surprises. So I don't mind, and I'll see him soon anyway.
Yes, you will.
Oh, Penny, I might as well see what he's like, as my friend says he's perfect for me.
Why?
Well, I don't know. She just said he is.
Oh. So does this mean you won't want to come on holiday with us now?
Oh, no, I still want to do that. I can't wait to go and see where my mum used to live. No, I'm looking forward to it.
And that's definite. You're not going to change your mind?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I'm pleased to hear that.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, come on. Have you two had a row?
Well, yes, sort of.
And dare I ask what it was about?
Well, I think he told Matthew about Tina leaving.
So?
Well, I told him not to tell anyone.
And how do you know it was him?
Well, I don't.
And did he say he did?
No.
Well, he obviously didn't then. Honestly, I hope Reginald and I have a better understanding of each other than you two do.
Reginald?
Yes, that's his name.
It's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it?
Well, I rather like it.
Kathy and Reg. Yeah, very nice.
Well, no, it's not Reg. He likes to be called Reginald.
I see. And when is this date?
It's tonight at 8, so I need your help to decide what to wear.
But I only see your top half.
Well, I know that, but I've got to look stunning and at my very best.
Well, whatever you do, don't wear anything too revealing. He won't want to see all of your...
Yeah, I know. I want him to talk to my face, not my boobs.
And nothing too posh, or he'll think you've got tons of money.
Oh, no, that is a good point. So, can we go up and have a look now?
Yes, if you want to.
I think I should wear something decent on the bottom as well, because I might have to get up for some reason, and I don't want to spoil the image.
No, yeah, I think that's a good idea. But nothing too short.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll keep my legs hidden.
OK, well, let's go up and see if we can find you something suitable for this wonderful date of yours.
Yes, Matthew, that's just what I'm saying. I now want to go to Torquay and Paignton.
But yes, I've spent days looking for a place in Scotland to go to.
Well, that's all right. We can go up there later in the year.
What, when it's freezing?
Oh, Matthew, it's Scotland, not Iceland.
I know. So, why do you want to go to Devon now?
A friend at work said how lovely it is there.
Okay, but I thought you were dead keen on going back to Scotland.
I am, but I want to go to Devon first. She said it really is lovely.
I see. Right, well, while we're there, we could visit Plymouth and Penzance as well, if you like.
Oh, that would be great. What a wonderful idea.
Right, okay. And you're sure you want to go there?
Yes.
So, why did that area crop up in conversation?
Because Tina's moving there.
Moving where?
Tina's moving to Paignton.
No, she's not. She's going to Peterborough.
No, you're wrong there. It's definitely Paignton, because from what I've heard, she's got a place there already.
Kathy, do you want a wine? Oh, you've got one.
Yes, and shh, I'm still on Zoom.
Oh, sorry. So where is he?
He's gone for a refill.
Oh, so what's he like?
He's okay.
Okay, so do you fancy him?
I can't say now, he might hear me. Go away.
Well, is he nice and friendly?
Yes, oh, go away, he's coming back now.
Is that him?
Look, please go away.
Oh, my word. He's not what I imagined. Oh, dear, he's got a very big...
Go away!
Yaz, do you want to eat out tonight?
Yes, why not? Where shall we go?
Well, let's go to the Fox, as I think they've got music on there tonight.
Okay, that would be nice.
Yaz, about the holiday.
Yes?
Look, I'm happy to go to Devon, but I'm a bit surprised, that's all, that you don't want to go to Scotland now.
Well, I do, but let's do Devon first.
So does this mean that you might not want to buy a holiday home up there?
Oh, I don't know about that. Let's see what Devon has to offer, shall we?
Okay. Did I tell you that Becky's going to visit again?
Oh, is she? Why?
I don't know. She doesn't have to. Everything is done online now.
Oh, well. Does it matter that she is?
No, not really.
So there's no problem then?
No, not really.
Oh, Matthew. Come on, let's go and get ready.
I am ready.
But you haven't showered yet.
I wasn't going to. I had one this morning.
No, you've got to. You've been wearing those things all day.
If I must.
And then when we get back, we can look up hotels again.
Okay, if you want.
Oh, Matthew, do show some enthusiasm.
Well, it's just that we spent hours on it already.
I know, but we haven't found what we want yet, have we?
No, yes, we haven't.
Ah, oh, Kathy, so your Zoom has finished, has it?
Yes.
And what did you think of him?
Well, he seems all right.
All right? So are you going to Zoom him again?
No, I don't think so.
And does he know that?
Yes, he does.
Ah, so are you going to meet up with him instead?
No.
I see. So why is that? I thought you'd meet up at least once. Was it his name?
No, I quite like Reginald.
So what was it then? Oh, come on, you can tell me.
He seemed far too keen.
Oh, and what do you mean by that?
Well, it was all a bit over the top. There were just too many compliments. He said that he loved what I wore, he loved my voice, and with my job, he said it sounded amazing. Well, it's not, is it?
Well, no.
And he said he was dying to move back to the island.
Well, that's okay, isn't it? At least you'd see him.
Yes, but then he kept asking more questions about my job.
Well, I suppose he's bound to ask that.
Yeah, but the thing is, he suggested that we got a place together.
What, on your first date? He doesn't know you. That's balmy.
Well, that's what he said. He said he's finding it hard to find somewhere he can afford, so it might be a good idea that we move in together.
Oh, yeah. Well, why can't he go back to his mum?
Oh, well, I asked him that.
And what did he say?
He said she doesn't have the room, as she only lives in a one-bedroom flat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't move in with him.
No, I know that. I mean, it might have happened in the future, but not now, and he was just too eager. He was friendly, but to be honest, he was too friendly.
Oh, dear.
And there was just something that I didn't like about him. I'm not sure what it was, but there was something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So, that's it. No more Reginald. And anyway, I'll probably meet someone on holiday. I normally do. Penny?
Well, yes, I suppose you might. This chap doesn't know where you live, does he?
No, I didn't tell him.
And your mate from work hasn't either, has she?
No. Well, I hope not.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.